Hello, this is George Waring. The column I'm about to read appears in the February 22nd edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled it, Trump's HSS Lies. The truth is, privatize. Justice Senator Bernie Sanders reminded us of Bill Clinton's pro-Wall Street legislation that permitted the Great Recession of 2008 and forced Hillary Clinton to acknowledge her ties to Goldman Sachs during the Democratic primaries. He's reminding us that Trump's populist promises were carefully crafted lies. The following excerpt is from Sanders' statement concerning Trump's nomination of Georgia's Tom Price to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Donald Trump asked workers and seniors to vote for him because he was the only Republican candidate who would not cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, programs that are of life and death importance for millions of Americans. Representative Price has a long history of wanting to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. What hypocrisy! Mr. Trump needs to tell the American people that what he said during the campaign were just lies, or else appoint an HSS secretary who will protect these programs and do what Trump said he would do. At the People's Action blog, Isaiah Poole recounted Price's legislative record that shows Trump is a liar. Price was not only a leading opponent of the Affordable Care Act in the House, but offered a replacement plan that would have had devastating effects for millions of people who need health care. Price favors eliminating many of the rules and regulations that protect health consumers and keep doctors honest. At the same time, he supports turning Medicare over to rapacious private insurance companies. He wants to cut Medicaid funding and give states more latitude to limit the access to care low-income people can get. In November, the Fiscal Times reported that Price claimed his replacement for the Affordable Care Act would eliminate government interference in the doctor-patient relationship. Some 20 million Americans who gained health care coverage under Obama could use tax credits, savings incentives, state grants, and other marketing incentives to continue coverage from private insurers. Younger, healthier, and wealthier consumers, according to the Fiscal Times, would likely fare much better under Price's plan than older and sicker people. Price's tax credits range from $1,200 a year for youngsters to $3,000 a year for folks over 50. In many states, that wouldn't cover premiums and out-of-pocket costs for comprehensive health insurance. People with pre-existing medical conditions or chronic illnesses could be covered if they had continuous insurance for 18 months before trying to buy a new policy. However, if someone allows their policy to lapse, the next time they return to the market, they could be charged up to 150% of the standard premiums for the next 2 years. Health savings accounts would be necessary for everyone, including folks currently covered by Medicare and the VA, to help cover premiums and co-payments. Federal grants to states would help ensure their high-risk population by protecting insurance companies faced with catastrophic health care costs. Critics note that Price assigns only $3 billion for state risk pools over 3 years. Even Representative Paul Ryan recognizes that such pools would need at least $25 billion over a decade. The Fiscal Times noted that Price treats poor and low-income folks harshly, repealing expanded Medicaid coverage in 32 states and D.C. for able-bodied single people. They're left to fend for themselves on the open market, using other tax credits and benefits. During his confirmation hearing, Bernie Sanders asked Price if he'd work to ensure that every American is guaranteed health care as a right. When Price avoided answering and vaguely mentioned his concern for people's welfare, saying that America is, quote, a compassionate society, Sanders interrupted, "No, we are not a compassionate society." Sanders then stated nearly half of our kids live at or below the poverty line. That's higher than any European nation. In addition, 50% of our older workers have no retirement savings. On Common Dreams, Jake Johnson reflected on Sanders' exchange with the Tea Party's House leader, destined to be administrator of Trump Care. Johnson wrote, "Why is it that child poverty in the United States is among the worst in the developed world? Why is it that life expectancy in the wealthiest nation on the planet is falling? Why is it that while 48 million Americans go hungry, major corporations are boasting record profits and CEOs are taking home record pay? Why finally do 8 men, 6 of whom are Americans, own as much wealth as half of humanity?" Johnson concluded, "A country characterized by both obscene wealth and horrific child poverty cannot, with any honesty, be deemed compassionate. A financial military empire can't afford compassion, can it?" This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.